imagine reaching your 70s and thinking you've no siblings, only to discover you've not got one, but four sisters. Betty Bracey from Preston and three of her sisters were reunited after spending nearly 7 decades unaware of each other's existence. They were contacted by Finders International, a company that tracked down relatives of people who die without leaving a will. We'll hear from them in a moment. The four sisters recently met for the first time just 2 weeks ago. And I've been speaking with Betty about what it's like meeting up with her sisters 7 decades on. This is Betty's story.
I was fostered out when I was 3. I was in a home between 2 and 5 months old. I was fostered out to a Mrs. Gladys Brewer and her son, James Brewer, when I was 3 in 94 Thames Road, Chiswick, London. What a lovely life I had with her.
So that was your life, that was all you ever knew, but
that's all I ever knew.
There were 4 of you, weren't there, as babies and toddlers, and you never saw them for years?
No, never met them at all, no.
Did you know anything about them?
No, nothing. Because I had a letter from Brentwood or Brentford when I was about 18 or 19, I'm not sure, love. I had siblings, Pat, Gwen and Frances, but I knew nothing about Margaret. That wasn't mentioned.
It is a remarkable story, people listening to this. So for nearly 70 years, you had your own life and your own loved ones, and then all of a sudden there comes this chance to meet up. It must have been particularly strange seeing them again.
It was a strange feeling, but it was a happy one as well, my love. Oh, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Couldn't have wished for better sisters.
Did it feel as if they were your sisters, though? Weren't they strangers after 7 decades?
Not at first, it didn't. But once I got to know them, to me, it's still a dream. I haven't got right through to it yet. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I imagine it takes a bit to get your head around this, doesn't it?
Yes, it was a lot to take in on my shoulders, yeah.
What was the first thing you asked them?
I said to them, I couldn't believe, Pat told me first, and I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe that it was one of my sisters.
How lovely is that? What a story there. That was Betty chatting with me yesterday. Well, I'm pleased to say Daniel Curran, Managing Director of Finders International, joins us now. This is a daily occurrence maybe for you. It's a lovely story, Daniel. How common are these cases?
Yes. Good morning, Brett. It's surprising how common these stories are. They often happen because of family breakup or certain members of the family being unable to cope with the number of children that they have and suddenly being forced into a situation of being the primary carer. So fostering out, formal and informal, adoption, all this kind of thing does happen amazingly regularly. We actually had a letter from Pat, you're talking to Betty there, and just to give you an idea of the strength of the motion, she says, "To say thank you is so understated of how I feel. We have met our sister Betty after 71 years. It is incredible and unbelievable. Thank you so much for your help."
Kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Incredible and unbelievable. I'm hearing as well that there's a fifth sister who's adopted out from the family.
Well, this is the mystery, because when a person is adopted out, no one can identify them from the outside. It's only the adopted person themselves that can apply for details of their birth and family. They can then make the approach through the adoption agency to contact them. So we can't actually actively do anything. We know that her name at birth was Margaret Elizabeth. And we know that she was born the 28th of May, 1942. That's all we know. And at some point after that, she's adopted out by a family, could have been down south. Most of the family are down south, and Betty's the exception, being in Lancashire. We don't know where she is. And it's really kind of up to the possible recollection of somebody. There's a photo of the sisters, which maybe you can put on your website if someone recognised them. And we just keep our fingers crossed there.
That is the appeal, isn't it? That is the call to arms right now. And like you say, it's probably more common than we realise. You know, we've seen the programmes on television. This is your line of work day in, day out. And it must be very rewarding some mornings.
Exactly. Well, at Finders, we primarily were tracing heirs to estates for solicitors. So this came about because they were in touch with a cousin to the deceased. And the deceased was a lady who had 2 brothers that died before her, and neither of them had children. And they said to us, well, can you just check that the cousins are entitled? And during that process, we thought, hang on a minute, the deceased father's married again and had further children. So the original people they thought were entitled are no longer entitled. But of course, there's this wonderful story has come out of it as well, with four ladies being reunited and, you know, with fingers crossed, a fifth, you never know.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can keep your crime dramas. This is proper detective work, isn't it?
And it is, well, yeah, we have a story in Ireland as well where forced adoptees are part. And a few months ago, we had two brothers that met for the first time, aged 78 and 80.
Wow.
So it happens surprisingly often, and we're obviously very keen to help wherever we can.
Well, lovely chatting with you. Thank you. Call to arms as well from Daniel Curran there, Managing Director of Finders International. Before that, you heard from Betty Bracey, now in Preston, who met up with her sisters for the first time in very nearly 70 years.